Now, H, uses of the dative. Let's do number two first. The dative of means, which we had with passive verbs, is often used not only with passive formations, but also with active or middle forms. The bandits slew them by means of swords. See, now that wasn't just a passive. They were slain by the bandits with swords. But I did it actively. And so that dative of means is not only for passive uses of agency, it's also for active uses of agency. Now let's go to example 18. Now this is an interesting one. And by the way, this is actually quite common. Often the dative case is used to express the person or persons for whom, that is, for whose benefit something is done. For is usually a good translation here, and many books call this the dative of advantage. So, look at example 18. The slaves bought a gift to despote. Now, despotes is a new a declension noun meaning master, like despot. The slaves bought a gift for their master. That is to say, not in his place, like he couldn't go to the store, but to give to him. They bought a gift for their master. That's called the dative of advantage. But what's interesting is that sometimes the benefit is negative. Look at 19. Death was prepared for the bandits, for the robbers. Now, in books, you will see this sometimes described as the dative of advantage or disadvantage, because they want to be able to reflect that negativity idea as well. Yeah.
So that whole other clause, that abstraction.
Exactly. See, I had that circled in my book, and I was just going to talk about that. That is an example of this abstraction, which was point F. So we wouldn't say the death. We'd say death. Right. And Greek is going to always say the death. So, but I want to point out to you here that this is a new use of the dative now. So for the dative, here's what we've had so far. We've had indirect object. We've had with some prepositions. Then we had means. And now we're having the dative of advantage or disadvantage. So you will have, like, this is helpful for the children. This college fund is being prepared for the children. So this is a new use of the dative. Yes?
It kind of makes sense that it's almost like an indirect.
Yes, yes. And, you know, some people just lump it under indirect object, but I'll tell you why I think it's different. With an indirect object, you actually have communication or transference. You know, if I say something like this, I'm sorry about these examples. This bomb is being prepared for the insurgents or something like that. Well, I'm not giving anything to anybody right now. I mean, it's just, it is for their benefit or example. And that's for their benefit. And, you know, as opposed to if you say, he sent them. Yeah. But you're right. But it's sort of logical. And it's a logical extension. That's the way you've got to be thinking about language. Oh, yeah. I can see why they didn't use the genitive for this. I can see why they used the dative. Right. Good.